the setting that he lived in, I've been asked to sort of talk about the culture that he came from. And I think that's really one of the things, it's a tremendous sea of faith that is there, and that he created and generated, but it's also, he was supported by that. The northeast of Thailand is a very interesting area in the sense that it's very poor, they're very undeveloped, and if you were a Thai person, a civil servant, and you really botched up somewhere, you'd be sent to the northeast, and that's what would happen. Yeah. As just, if you got transferred to the northeast of Thailand, it was just being sent to Siberia. There was a punishment. but the materially very not well off at all. The seasons are quite extreme. When it's hot, it's extraordinarily hot. When it comes to dry season, then it's just bone dry, and the land is extraordinarily parched, and the soil is like dust. It's just nothing much there. It's really subsistence living. And then when the rains come, everything comes to life, but then usually it's usually too much, or there's a drought, or it doesn't come. So people, they grow up in great difficulty. But it's very interesting to note that the majority of accomplished forest masters come from the northeast of Thailand. Many of the great scholars in Thailand come from the northeast of Thailand. And there's this resilience in them that lends itself to they're not really looking for a refuge outside, and there's that culture has really informed Ajahn Chah and his training and teaching, so that difficulty was not that problematic. And they grew up with difficulty. And in order to really practice and train, it wasn't sort of afraid of difficulty. And I think that was it's an interesting perspective in terms of if we're really going to practice, are we actually ready to deal with difficulty? To have the patience, as Ajahn Sumedho was speaking about. And it's really extraordinarily important. So this northeast of Thailand is a sort of there's a wealth, a spiritual wealth that's there, and oftentimes, so when I was abbot of Wat Nanachan, people would come to visit, and I'd ask them, you ask them where they're from, and they're from Bangkok, or they're from the south of Thailand and whatnot, and I'm sort of say, oh, you come from the poor parts of Thailand. I said, and they're sort of, what do you mean? Because it's usually if you come up to the northeast, it's sort of, well, that's the northeast that's really poor. I said, well, yes, you're in the other parts of Thailand, you might have material well-being, but the spiritual wealth is really lacking, not in the same way that the northeast culture really supports the practice of and I say also with the monastics, but also that involvement with the lay people. I can remember one time when I left, once we have 5 years of training, then we have the opportunity to go go on Tudong, which is good to traveling and living and practicing in forests in different places. And it was an interesting phenomena to be able to go to the central part of Thailand, and on the observance days, lay people usually didn't come to, they didn't usually come to the monasteries in the same way that they do in the Northeast. Northeast, it's when the observance day comes, they go to the monasteries. They go to listen to teachings. So, on a certain level, it was kind of a holiday. It's like, oh, I don't have to give a talk. I can sit meditation on my own. But it was, after a while, you start to really miss that, the sense that, that involvement in the faith and the interest in the teachings. So that this, say, this northeastern culture that Ajahn Chah grew up out of is a nurturing environment.